Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Because I think Columbia might be named after him, if I remember correctly.
That would make sense. There, I think Columbia College is older than the country. I think
I thought you were talking about the country of Columbia.
That's what I'm saying. The country of Columbia, I think, is named after him.
Beaving the sounds of my body.
I'll take it. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, no, I love that song.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me.
The podcast that was not ready for likes to change the opening sounds of. Also, that dives deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we finally worked to prove that Kendrick Perkins is what happens when a man gets bitten by a radioactive pan of biscuits. That motherfucker feels like just country personified. Every time he talks, he moves, he thinks. And boy, oh boy, is it hard to watch, huh?
I like him. I like a big block-headed basketball player.
It really feels like they made one of the Monstars put a suit on and like read the prompter. It's terrible.
I like when your hairline matches your jawline. That's what I think is a good face.
That man is a Lego of a human being.
He looks like an EA Sports creative player.
But it got out of control. You're like, how big can I make a play?
Yeah, like you sat on the controller and it was like...
Don't say you can jump in.
Yeah, you can
We usually introduce people, but you're fine to jump in whenever you want.
Have you seen the name of his wife?
No.
No, but I'm excited for you to try to explain it to us.
His wife is named Vanity Alpo.
after her mother, who sang in Vanity 6, and her father, Alpo Martinez, rest in peace.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the pioneer of Alpo Foods.
No, I'm not that rude.
A-L-P-O-U-G-H. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, the European Alpo.
Yes.
the
New Orleans Alpo.
Oh, man. Is she bad? Is she like a cutie patootie?
She's very pretty, but she looked like she fight.
Okay. That's right. That's right for Kendrick Perkins. I think
that sounds good.
Yeah, she look like she fight.
Yeah.
No matter what hair she got on,
they're gonna come through the house swinging them big old arms, and she gotta know how to block. You know what I mean?
Listen, I would love to just get me just a big old country man.
All right,
I'm gonna find one, girl. Where? I'd have to go back to Georgia.
Yeah, I think you got it. I don't think New York.
They're not on the subway.
They're not city slickers.
I haven't been on the subway since 2019. So if he is,
good for you.
Talk to him.
Good for you.
No.
I'll tell you, I was on it pretty recently, and it's dark down there.
You ain't got to do that. You ain't got to live that way.
Agree to disagree, I think.
Langston.
I think you'd be surprised how I have to live.
And the words are, listen, you got it, okay? Because Ricky Velez just really motivated me a couple months back. We were in Madison, Wisconsin, and I was working at one club. He was working at another club, and I came just to say what's up to him. And so I had flown into, like, an airport that was further away, and I needed to change my ticket to fly out of Madison.
Instead of Dulles? You flew into Dulles?
I think, because I went to go pick up my homeboy, but then he was at a different airport. It was all fucked up. I had to get a rental car, whatever. And so I was like, damn, it's going to charge me. I said, they're going to charge me like $300 to change this ticket. And I'm trying to go back. And I was like, trying to figure out how to do it. I was talking to my homeboy. And Ricky rolled up and was like, you're not going to make another $300?
Boom. Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
So yeah, I was like, let me go ahead and buy this plane ticket. He was how much did you get paid for the college you did? And I was like,
exactly.
Yeah, I got it. Let me go
$30,000.
Come on, man. Rich people really find a way to corner you into making some odd choices.
That's
$300.
I'm with Ricky for sure.
No, yes. I don't like that.
Because you shit $300. This is the thing. If I didn't spend the money, then it was like already like 11 o'clock. I would have had to get up at like 4:30 in the morning, drive across the fucking state, and try to return a rental car and this other shit. And Ricky's like, "You got it. Stop playing."
Listen,
like, you know
my
what
argument.
I do
yeah, let me I'm be clear. Ricky. My argument is not that you shouldn't have spent the $300.
Right.
My argument is I don't like a gray poupon eating motherfucker to roll down their limousine window and give me advice as if we're playing the same game. We ain't motherfuckers, so don't count my $300. I might need that $300, and I might need to wake up at 4:30 for that shit.
I hear you, but
fucking bars, nigga. You know nothing about that.
We forgot to warn you that Bori be pressing buttons, but he's
correct.
He got
a soundboard. But the thing is, in Ricky Velez's defense, the time that I would have taken was worth the $300. Like, it's just
that's
it
what
was
I'm saying. 100%. Look at your billable hours. About how that's how you get your worth. What are your billable hours? I fuck off all the time. I watch too much YouTube. I stay too long in the park. But the amount of time I work versus what I get paid, I'm a wealthy man. That's all that matters.
There are times I've been on a job and been like, do these white people know I'm not doing shit?
Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
There's never times I've been on a job and didn't feel that way.
Listen, I can tell you when I was making $10 an hour, I had so many people worrying about where the fuck I was and what time I got in the office and all this other dumb shit. Now, ain't nobody checking on me like motherfuckers just to check on me. And I'm like, for the amount of money you're paying me, I'd be surprised if you weren't texting me every 15 minutes.
I will say for those that are unaware, a writer's room is a glorious place to fuck off. It really is like magical. You get an hour lunch and a whole lot of time to look at your computer while another man is talking. You know what I mean? It's
and
crazy.
I can tell you this.
Probably
got to
crank out like 2 hours a day of work.
Bro,
the rest of
I've never been a writer. Go talk to the writers. I'm not a writer. So people ask me like, well, what's it like being a writer on The Daily Show? I was like, I have no fucking clue. You should ask one of the writers. But it seems they be doing shit. I'm in my office doing so many jobs. I'm doing this job. I'm doing the next job. You know, me and another comic are starting a lip gloss line. There's that shit. I'm executive producing Shalewa's show, so there's that shit. Then I got auditions and stuff to get ready for. Yeah, me and Lace Larrabee are starting a lip gloss line for comics.
Well, this what's so crazy
for men and women?
If you want to, Bori, if you want to sell lip gloss, you can go right ahead.
Don't have me out here in some kind of juicy peach glitter pretending. You know what I mean? No.
My boy
no, I
wanted,
can't. You
my
know
boy
what
is
I mean?
Asking for clear plain. You make clear plain?
Do you making this for men?
You know, oh, you want lip balm?
No, that's a gloss. That's
This is a balm. This is, I'm not, it's a balm.
I mean, it's the jelly kind.
It's Carmex.
It's the glossy kind.
I've been on here with dry lips a few times. It's very embarrassing.
Oh, no. I can tell you, I was getting off the plane in Atlanta. I was going home to see my mama when I lived in L.A. And, you know, I didn't see a lot of black people unless I saw y'all. So sometimes your girl would be ashy, right? Mm. And I'm getting off the plane, and one of the girls is cleaning the plane, and she looks up and goes, them elbows. And I'm like, I just got here.
Yeah.
Give me 2 seconds.
Come on, let me process.
I just got back. You don't got to get ready, though.
I might look down and catch that, too, and do something about it, but you got to give me a second.
I just got back. And my mother's calling me. She's like, where are you at? I said, I'm in the bathroom putting on lotion because I don't want your aunties to tackle me with some Bath and Body Works or some fucking love spell. I got to take care of this before I get assaulted in this airport by black people because I'm ashy.
Well, I think what we failed to do is introduce the ashy nigga we've been talking to this entire time. We this whole time we just jumped into to riffing and talking shit. But we have a wonderful guest today. Our guest, she's on the Great North on Fox. She's a correspondent on The Daily Show. Not a writer, you pieces of shit. She don't write that thing. She
Minneapolis Uno champion.
Okay. Hey!
Apparently.
It got heated up there.
Apparently is an expert at Uno in the cold. She can do it all. And she's been in Essence magazine, you hoes, is what she demanded I tell you. She's wonderful. Give it up for Dulce Sloan.
Hola, Negroes. Como estas?
I need some music. I don't have any music drops. They're all kind of like witty sayings.
Yeah, I used to do claps and for the intros, but then I gave up because you took over. I was like, nah, my boy got his own style. I'm going to let him do that.
Yeah, I got some stuff going on.
Yeah, well, I think I'm looking forward to cracking up. I hope I can, like, you know, totally crack up. So I haven't, like, totally cracked up in a long time.
Ain't that better than clapping?
Yes, where is he at now? He's got to be like, what, 35?
I don't know, man. I think he's off with the corn kid.
Yeah, whatever farm they send those kids to.
He just disappeared, though. Where's the corn kid? He just disappeared immediately.
No, he is out here. They literally had like the University of Nebraska had him out. He became an ambassador for like corn for Nebraska.
No. We're aware of like that 6 months where they were like really hyping him up.
Right.
Yeah. I think what Bori's saying is, where is he now?
It's like
today.
It's like Haley Joel Osment after The Sixth Sense. He just disappeared.
Yo, I saw Haley Joel Osment a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I saw him in an audition once. He still looks like Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, he looks
I saw him at, I went to go see Rory Scoville's show at the Elysian.
Elysian, yeah.
Thank you. Ooh, what a word.
I didn't want you to keep trying. It was going to get worse.
Thank you. At the Elyon?
Yeah. You saw him at the Iliad.
Yeah, your girl was having an issue, but I'm happy to be here. Langston's always humorous to see you. Bori, you're still my favorite human of all time.
I love you.
Bori still has one of my favorite jokes of all my life. Is the man who didn't know that gay wasn't short for alligator.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've heard that bit.
It's a stupid bit.
I laughed louder than an entire show when I met with fucking High Plains. Because, like, Troy Walker was like, are you loud enough? I was like, nigga, no. I don't have enough laugh in me to give this man.
It's my favorite bit, too. It's all really been downhill since I wrote that.
No, lies.
No, it's
Comedy Central, nigga, the fuck?
This is maybe a little off topic, but do we all have that bit that exists for us where you're like, well, that's my masterpiece, and then the rest of these are, I'm just checking in, baby.
First of all, Bori's line, because the bit is amazing. I have this bit where I've only said it on stage a couple times, and I can't do it in front of everybody, but basically, it's like, I think about this white girl who's dating this black dude, and they wait until like they're married to have sex.
Mm.
And her parents disown her because they didn't want her to marry a black man, you know, and her friends don't talk to her anymore because she married this black man. And then they go to have sex for the first time and his dick is small. It makes me laugh so much.
It's y'all, very funny.
Only comics like it, but just the idea makes me laugh.
Because she was so, like, it was going to be worth it.
She thought that she was about to be dicked down. I'm talking about plumbed. She thought she was dealing with a Mario Brothers, which was about
blown
to be
the fuck out.
Bro, yeah. She was about to, what did Miss Kelly say? She can't move her legs. I'm talking about baby deer on ice. Like, she really thought that she was out.
Maybe it, like, knocks your vision out of alignment for a second.
Listen, this coach, she was trying to get knocked cross-eyed. She wanted her kids born dizzy.
Yeah, damn.
What is that a saying?
If that's not a saying, that's your best bit. That's the one. If that's not a saying, there you go. Now we know what joke is your masterpiece.
You said that like that's a thing everybody says all the time.
I said it before. I was like, listen.
She wanted her kids born dizzy because they have big ass dicks. My child came out discombobulated.
Listen, this kid's going to have to shake it off like a wet puppy. Kids would be fucked up. Girl, yes. I said something else. I saw some girl. I saw some bitch jogging one day pregnant. I said, that whole kid's going to be born dizzy. She need to sit the fuck down somewhere.
Jeez. Wait, can you not jog? I know you can't jump on a trampoline.
You can't ride a horse either.
You can jog. You can
jog?
It depends on how far along you are.
Yeah, you're not like supposed to like go hard and far, but people do a lot of things.
It also depends on how old you are. Because like if you're in your like your 20s, this bitch could go to war pregnant.
Right, It's coming out. It's coming out.
If you're 41, bitch, be still. A sneeze can make you lose this baby.
Right. Geriatrics got to be more careful.
Yeah, it's some nonsense. And the fact they even invented that term is because it's like anyone over 35. And it's like, nigga, I still leak monthly. Why am I?
Yeah.
That is one way to call it.
I'm still
leaking.
Still leak monthly.
Still soaking wet.
Still here.
Hey, man, pussy's still running, okay?
The lights are on. I'm home.
I'm a Motel 6, baby.
I don't think I'm speaking out of turn when I say... That's what we're going to name this episode is
Pussy still running.
Pussy still running feels like the correct title for the episode. Yeah,
Pussy still running. The fuck you mean?
We can't keep talking about these running pussies. You came to us with a conspiracy theory that I'm very excited for us to dig into. And I know you are too, Dulce, because you remembered it. It was deep in your soul, this conspiracy theory. You said, my mama told me.
If your ears are ringing, someone is talking about you.
Yes. Because like my mother grew up in Miami, but my grandmother was from like middle Georgia. And then, like, my grandma and all of her siblings moved to Miami in, like, I guess the 50s. So they all left a farm.
And well, Miami was, like, really up and coming, right?
Right. And so they lived in a black suburb. So when I say I'm second generation suburbs, I fucking mean it. Because my mama grew up in a black suburb in Miami. And so, like, my grandpa owned, like, her father owned a dry cleaning business in Carroll City. And if you look up Carroll City is... black as shit to the point that they gentrified it so much they renamed it Miami Gardens.
Mm.
Just had to rebrand it because, you know, niggas.
That if etiquette. You throw that garden on there, people will move there.
True.
Yeah, Marvin Garden seems like good property. And exactly. I don't think it's exceptional. It's just...
But Carroll City could be anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. Over there in Overtown. All kind of names.
No, Carroll City could be tatted on the stomach.
Carroll City could be tatted on the stomach. Like, you know, ghouls, like Liberty City is where all the football players come from.
That is true. I didn't know that for some reason, too.
So, like, apparently, it's wild. There's, like, more football players come out of Liberty City, Florida, than any other place. Like, professional football players. Yeah. You know how you see, like, the University of Miami and them niggas all have goals, but they're, like, 19?
Yeah.
They're all from Liberty City.
Damn. Okay.
So, those are, like, grown, like, they already have kids.
So they're getting whatever the opposite of like Flint water is down there.
Oh, it's yeah. Like these it's super
extra nutritious water.
But yeah, so, I mean, it's also the reason that I'm very glad that I did not go to the University of Miami, because I got waitlisted for my dream school. And if I would have gone like I wanted to, I would have gotten pregnant at 19 with twins from some nigga on the football team that didn't play.
Mm.
So you have to know who you
dream.
Are. Right?
Or no, I mean...
Mm-hmm. I can't emphasize enough how far we've drifted off topic.
Oh, when I tell you I'm a problem. So what I'm saying is that the whole idea of that someone calling your name ears ring is some country shit, right? Yeah.
Right.
It's interesting that the same country shit came down with, it's like, just because you're in a new location doesn't mean y'all niggas wasn't country.
Mm-hmm,
so...
Mm-hmm.
It was just that whole ear ringing, or because it's like, it was, what was so interesting is like the ear ringing was someone was talking about you, but if you heard your name and nobody was around, that meant the devil was calling you, so you couldn't respond to it.
Ooh,
which
shit.
I always thought was interesting.
Ooh, that was like, much scarier.
Yeah, that one's right. Terrifying.
So, and I was like, as a kid, I was like, how come it's not God calling me? Why is the devil so loud? So it's like, I thought it was interesting. It's like, that hearing your name wasn't someone talking about you.
Yeah.
But your ears ringing was somebody talking about you, or your hand itching meant you were going to get money. Like, it's those little, like, someone can't sweep your feet. Like, those little things like that, especially like the hand itching for the money and your ears ringing, somebody's talking about you.
So
it was always interesting to me.
I guess the first question I have is, you're growing up in this sort of like, trickle down effect country ass place.
Right.
Do you believe?
Why do you think everywhere sounds so bad?
Well, because the thing is, because it's like, well, because
that's
I
how she
up,
described it.
It's my, it's a major city.
It's a major city.
Say the whole
right?
song.
No,
but I do comedy and I'm reductive. So
right. But trickle down. But it's also, I grew up in Atlanta and Miami.
Yeah.
So most of my childhood is like, my childhood was split up with.
You're like an exotic
places.
Dancer.
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, I learned how to twerk when I was 9. You understand? I've been dancing the Uncle Luke. I've been popping it.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, you wonder why I'm so good at it? Now, I could never master the Rolex. That's a dance I could never figure. I could never get right. But
I had a good Langston. That's okay.
I don't know.
Listen, some old school Miami shit. Y'all know who DJ Uncle Al is either. What I'm saying is that.
Mm-mm.
It's
you had me and Uncle Luke.
You're welcome.
I know a few uncles. Ain't nothing about
nothing about the 69 boys. But so it's Atlanta and Miami. So it's Georgia and then niggas that lived in Georgia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's the same kind of all of the little sayings that you get, but everything is just slightly, I guess, just being a southerner is thing, just being slightly superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if other black people from other parts of the country are like, is, you know,
I think I think because so much of our origins in this country are rooted in the South, even if we didn't grow up that, like, you know, like my family in some ways is of the South. I grew up in Chicago. My mom's from Detroit, but a lot of their lineage and the shit before that is Southern, which
it's
means like. Yeah, superstition is alive, I think, in almost every black household, where like something a motherfucker believed 100 years ago has continued to be a thing in your house, even if they ain't there anymore.
That's true. But yeah, that was always thought was the ringing of the ears. Or
do you believe it, though?
That was like, the big question.
Have you proven it before? Because I feel like with most shit like that, you'll be like, yeah, but that happened and my shit was ringing.
Yeah.
Speak of the, you know, like a speak of the devil, or the other thing they would tell you, like, say you had a necklace and the clasp came to the front, they would say that somebody's talking about you. That's what that meant. Now, I've seen that be true, where it's like the clasp would be, and it's like somebody would walk up and be like, I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. So they would always have you make you change and move your necklace back. But it's, you know, speak of, you know, the term like speak of the devil and he will appear. But yeah, I've had it where like I thought my ears was ringing, or you just like, you just have those moments where you're like, somebody's talking about me. And you just have these little moments where you just think, and it's like, I'll just see somebody like, oh, I was just talking about you the other day. And somebody will say they were, you know, it's usually, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, but it's rarely ever terrible.
It's because if it was, because if they talking shit, they're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
But don't, in its original like pitch, was it pitched to you as a good thing, or is it pitched to you as a potentially harmful thing?
there wasn't any context given. It was just, if your ears are ringing, you know, if you haven't been hit in the fucking head, you know, because my ears are ringing, but also I'm like, I might be concussed, but
yeah.
If I've not been hit in my head, then, you know, someone's talking about you.
Right. Okay.
So it's neither good
nor bad. It just is. Somebody might be talking about you.
Right.
So you sort of believe this, or you have at least seen it happen. When you say talking about you, I assume it's not just like in the immediate sense. It's not just like a motherfucker in the room is talking about you.
That was my question, is what's the proximity?
No, yeah, like
how
anyone,
far out does this ringing proliferate?
It's anyone who's talking about you at any time, anywhere.
Mm.
So it's just kind of a way of you just go, hey, am I talking about you? Just, because it's like, it's just your name being rung out. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like someone says your name and it's kind of like your body's way of being like, okay, it's, because I think sometimes it's, I guess people want to believe that it does have a negative connotation. Because anytime we say like, oh, somebody's talking about you, that phrase is never positive.
Right. But that might just be our own shit, right?
Right. Like, it's not your own shit. Because for me, if I hear if my ears are like ringing or like tingling or something like that, and it's like, oh, somebody's talking about me, I don't ever think it's a negative thing. I don't think someone's sitting up talking cash shit.
Yeah.
No, it's, you know, maybe when my friends are talking to each other, but like whenever I have those moments, like, I don't ever think that if I'm being alerted to it, I don't think anybody's saying anything bad.
Yeah. No, I take it personally. Everything.
Yeah, I'm paranoid as hell. I'm like, they're trying to line me up. Like,
this motherfucker's trying to kill me.
Hey, man, you know what? My thing is always, hey, man, step off the porch, bro.
Not me. I'm like, he's trying to kill me, and I got to escape this.
No, you want to come outside.
All right, well, we need to take a break.
I was born outside.
What, boy?
We're gonna be back with more Dulce Sloan.
They didn't let me into like sixth grade.
More Dulce Sloan and more My Mama Told Me.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting
changes everything. AT&T.
Sniff it, indeed. We are back. Ladies, gentlemen, grab the one you love and sniff them on the dick. This is my...
That gave me a flashback to this guy I used to mess with, and I'm not going to tell my own business.
Okay. Sounds like I could assume part of it had to do with...
smelling dick.
Yeah, I wasn't the one who was going to be smelling it.
What?
Oh, okay.
I wasn't the one who was going to be asking to smell it. I'll say that.
You were creeping.
I was not creeping. I was living my life.
Oh, you're going to try to get out on that technicality. Okay.
No, that's not fair.
No. I'm not creeping if you come to my house.
Exactly. He took the ring off.
Yeah, sure. No, I know what he did wrong. I get it. But come
Bori,
on, y'all.
Bori, in my defense, he never had a ring on.
Yeah,
so that's
operator.
How I didn't know. So that's how, yo, believe me.
Come on.
She wanna fuck with the dick.
I did not know until I saw him like a month later. He had a ring on. I was like, when did you get married? And he was like, I was married the whole time.
Oh,
I said, fucking excuse like, me?
13 years ago, baby girl.
Yeah. Or some shit like that. I was like, no! Really? Listen, I've been asking God to send me a husband, and I think I need to be more specific.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need a husband. You need someone to marry. Yeah.
I need my husband. Cause
yeah, exactly.
I need a future husband.
Yeah,
excuse me, Lord, for my last prayer, I just want to make an amendment because I think there's been a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I CC'd all the angels and the saints.
Listen, come on, saints.
Spread it around.
So wait, so now Langston, you done some research on this?
I have.
Shit?
I love that you're guiding us back. Good for you.
I know I'm bad on a tangent, so I have to help because
no,
I
you're doing good.
On
you're
the other great. Side of the moon, friend.
I did a bunch of research on your conspiracy theory that I'd love to unpack with you. Let's
Please.
Start. With obviously this, we've already talked about it as a superstition. It's a bit of an old superstition, but I will say that at least in my opinion, superstitions are really just conspiracy theories before the internet. Like I think that's just motherfuckers doing what they could with their conspiratorial brains when they also had to like churn butter and fucking, you know, wash
but
their
I
shirts in a bucket.
Think, I also think it was a way to just keep people safe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, don't walk under a ladder.
That's just good break. Safety, you're
you
right.
You see what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. You get bad luck, you walk under a ladder. Or also, could you also get fucking concussed
yeah.
if you walked under a ladder? You know,
don't step on a crack.
Right, don't step on a crack. I don't know whose mother needed a chiropractor. I don't know about that one.
Well, I think also sometimes cracks in the sidewalk mean it's uneven and you could trip.
Yeah, you just fall. And back then, medicine was like having leeches suck your blood.
Yeah, so yeah, they like, had like a lot of hammers.
If you fall, you're going to die, big dog.
It could be done,
we can't
though,
afford
right?
that. Yeah.
Also, mirrors were expensive. Glass
right.
was expensive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't
right.
break a mirror, you get bad luck because we will never see ourselves again. We had to save up for this one.
I like
unless
this.
You got a pool of water, bitch, you'll never see your own face.
Which you probably did have access to clean water.
Yeah, it was probably just some superstition being like, hey bro, don't
but
drink
you
that.
Can't see the nuance. You can't see the nuance in the lake. You can't really, especially as dark as me, I can't really see my face in a water reflection. Mm-hmm. I need that glass. See who I am.
I need that.
But that's why your
uncut.
Skin is perfect, Bori.
I've just been drinking water, staying out of the way.
The first mention of this superstition, conspiracy theory, whatever you want to call it, comes from the Middle Ages, or actually way before the Middle Ages, sorry. The first mention of this ringing as someone talking to you comes from Roman philosopher Pliny. Pliny, we're all big Pliny fans.
Pliny the Elder, the beer is named after him.
Oh, is that true?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
there's
I have no
beer?
Idea.
Maybe.
I thought we were talking about plies, and I don't know
that word. Sweet pussy Saturday.
Yeah, Roman philosopher plies. and his work entitled the Natural History Encyclopedia, which came out more than 2,000 years ago. So this is a 2,000-year-old plus superstition.
Wow.
And that's according to the white man's history books.
Ooh.
Which he's wrong. Are Italians white?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're white. Whoa. Yeah. Hey.
God, I'm so tired of having this conversation with people.
I was about to say, they'll try to get out of it on bunch of shit with that. But,
the thing is,
are you saying that they're sneaky, Langston?
No, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm a big fan of the vodka sauces.
Yeah, I love what you do with your noodles.
Now, listen.
Spaghetti, macaronis.
Hey, if it wasn't for, I tell you this, listen, I understand a spicy white. I get it. Y'all tan. It's fine. But because, and I learned this recently, because of the discrimination that the Italians and the Irish were when they came to New York, because I guess the old whites didn't want to fuck with the Catholic whites.
Right.
So,
right.
You know how Columbus came to be like a huge deal.
Yeah.
And the Columbus Day Parade is a huge deal. It was basically Italians going, no, we contributed too. See, we're the reason you have a country.
Oh, we've been here for a long time.
We're the reason you fuckers are here.
It's
so
not it just our spicy meatballs.
Right. And Super Mario. So, and, you know, the mafia. So,
Whoa, hey, there is no mafia.
There is no mafia. Who heard La Cosa Nostra? Listen, I know some guys. You know,
all
what I
like
mean?
Is La Coca-Cola, baby.
La Coca-Cola. Yes, listen, we all love Arancini's. So that was the whole deal where they're like, oh, we're not Americans. Listen, we're the reason America fucking exists. And then like America was named after America's Vespucci anyway. So it's like,
we've
been here. So that was the propaganda and campaign of that. So
that's pretty tight, though. That's good propaganda because they were like, hey, you don't get to escape us. We brought this cool rapist dude to your country.
Yeah.
We helped.
Vespucci was a rapist.
No, Columbus.
We don't talk about Vespucci, even though he's who America is named after.
I always never understood that, though, because if he wasn't was he just a dude on the boat? And they were like, yeah, this seems like you.
The thing is, Columbus never hit the continent of North and South America.
Oh, he hit the West Indies, right? He never touched it.
Yeah,
he was the reason they called it the West Indies. He's the reason we have the term Indians, because he thought he was in fucking India.
I heard, and I could be incorrect about this, I think he didn't touch it on his first trip. I think he went back. And then later came to America after it had already been like
named
populated and other shit. But like, no, he wasn't. He never even made it here. That said, so it's 2000 years old. In the Middle Ages, people believed that ringing ears was a sign that angels were talking about you. Unclear if the angels were talking shit or talking positively, but it was an angel thing, which actually makes your point, Dulce, about the devil potentially whispering your name feel like, oh, it's got a little bit of a tethering there. But yeah.
The devil one scares me the most.
I
hear my name on the street all the time, and it's never anybody talking to me.
Name. Okay, I guess maybe, Columbia is named after Columbus. Damn, not the way think. My name's Columbia. Sorry, it just popped up. Dates back to da-da-da-da-da-da.
Sorry, it's not Langston or Dulce. I like it, though.
But I mean, I'll say this.
Sorry, I'm not named after a poet or a delicious treat, but you know, I get that.
Listen, I had a neighbor named Dulce. At one point, my brother was dating a girl named Dulce.
Really?
And she was like, you know, if we get married, me and you, if I marry your brother, we'll have the same name. And I was like, we already have the same name. She's like, no. We'll have the same name. And I was like, oh, fuck this. and I looked at my brother and I was like, hey, bro, your last name's going to be Rodriguez if y'all get married, because I'm not playing this shit.
That's pretty weird.
You're not going to have another Dulce's name.
No, you absolutely can't just
usurp my situation.
Bitch, get out of here. She's a very sweet girl. Twitter. Yeah, she married someone else.
Just got used to this thing. You don't get to come up and double it. You know what I mean?
I know, double down. But I do think it's weird that, like, they do say, like, if you're in the Appalachians, like, if you hear your name run in the opposite direction, like, if you're the Smoky
Mountains.
Oh, because
some type of a banshee?
Something's, like, calling you to try to, you know, for you to not.
I mean, there's ghosts in the woods. Everybody knows that.
Yes! Now, I do.
Everybody knows that.
I do have.
Have you been in the woods alone, Langston?
I haven't. That's not a thing that I would ever.
Boring.
Because you're afraid of the ghosts.
Absolutely. Boring. I think I'm more afraid of wild animals and bad men. But ghosts, I guess, factor in, I guess, a little.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, boring. If you want to see like some wild shit, the Chickamauga battlefield in Tennessee is on the Trail of Tears.
Oh yeah. See, no.
I'm wondering. Can they see each other?
Mm. Oh, like, is there inter-ghost beef?
Not inter-ghost, but it's like, the thing is, if you, because, like, one of my friends, lives in Summer Mill, Georgia, and they just paved the Trail of Tears and made it a road. And ooh, then...
That seems disrespectful.
Oh, wait, the sign for it is even more disrespectful.
Oh, there's
it's like
sign?
A road, and then there's, like, a giant drop of water, and then you see, like, a silhouette of a Native American man. It's very awful. But his house is literally on the Trail of Tears. And so the Chickamauga battlefield in Tennessee is on the Trail of Tears. And so there was like a Civil War battlefield that's on the Trail of Tears. And I'm like, I wonder if they can see each other.
That's too much bloodshed.
I want to believe, and maybe this is me just being optimistic. I don't want to wish that on the Native Americans.
Me neither.
They died. Yeah, they went through enough hell. Mm. I don't need them to like spend eternity looking at a bunch of like proud whites as a battle for a country that never was. You know what I mean? Like that.
Well, poor whites shooting each other over stuff that they don't
have. Yeah, you know, they shouldn't
I don't
have
want,
to
you know what,
that.
You're right. I don't want that for them.
It's not a Harmony also, Korine movie.
But have you talked about the, wait, what'd you say?
So it's not a Harmony Korine, it's the poor whites battling over.
Yeah,
no. I don't know all of the people that know about movies. But have y'all talked about black people believing in ghosts? Have you talked about that conspiracy theory yet?
We have talked a little bit about black people and often the lack of belief, I guess, in ghosts.
I don't know. So the college that I went to was very haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And the white girls was very haunted.
Yeah, I'm listening.
To the point that there was a ghost tour that they would do, and there was a book written on the ghost at my college. Very famous ghost, Agnes. And so... remember the white girls would always go and try to find her and they were trying to get the black girls to come and we'd be like, no. And they were like, why won't y'all go? And it's like, well, because one, we're not fucking with her. She's not fucking with us. So they thought we wouldn't come because we didn't believe in ghosts. We were like, we're not going to go because we do. Mm. And I'm not pissing this girl off. Cause like every black person I grew up with, cause it's like, my friend was like, if I can believe in the Holy Ghost, I can believe in this other fucking ghost at the same time.
I mean, that's true. There's
all the black people I knew growing up, everybody believed in ghosts. Like, there was nobody that didn't believe in ghosts.
I didn't go to no Holy Ghost ass church.
Oh,
and so
okay.
In that way, it was like, I don't, them motherfuckers pretending. So I believe in
this is a much deeper conversation we're knocking on the door of as far as Holy
you're
Spirit.
You're absolutely right. I'm just saying why it was just like, I just thought it was because like, you know, it's white people love fucking with ghosts. And black mm-hmm. people are always like, no, I'm not. That's no.
I believe in leave stuff alone.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Right, like I don't know that I'm actively afraid that I'm surrounded by ghosts right now, but I do believe that if I showed up in my crib with a Ouija board, some motherfuckers might answer me. Do you know what I mean? And I don't ever want that. So
I
never fuck
once
with
in
it.
A Ouija board in my whole life.
Yeah.
You have a lot of white friends, Bori, really?
No, I don't fucking touch that devil stick.
There you go. You're still black. But have they done it around you, though?
No, I don't fucking know. Why would I go into a room where they're doing that?
I wouldn't hang out.
I've seen it and been like, I gotta go.
I would legit leave.
I gotta go. I left.
Yeah, it's not for me.
I gotta go.
Not angry at you, none of that, but no. I can't be here.
I can't be here. And I think it's very interesting because it's like, there's just certain, I think as a kid, they would tell us, leave stuff alone.
Mm-hmm,
like, don't call for nothing. Don't ask for don't ask for anything to come to you because you don't know what will show up.
Yeah.
So that was the other. So it's like all of these little, like, it's like all files in the line of like these superstitious things. So it's like, you know, someone's calling your name as the devil. Someone, you're hearing your name, you know, your ears are ringing. Someone's saying your name. Like, there's all of these little things about like something trying to get your attention.
My daughter has this stuffed animal thing called Florence the Flower Pot, and since she was born, I've pretended that Florence is a devil worshiper. I'll like do like a little voice and be like, I'm Florence the Flower Pot. I love Satan. And like, you know, it's a fun little game for me.
For my
wife gets furious every time I do it. She's like, hey, you gotta stop.
I would be so mad. I would be so
Praise
mad.
The Dark Lord. And she gets furious, like, bro.
And I quit it. I support her. Tell her that I support her fully.
Yeah.
And if she ever needs me to punch you square in the chest, I will do it.
I don't love Satan. Florence loves Satan.
Langston?
You are Florence, first of all. We're not doing this ventriloquist dummy bullshit.
I swear Langston. To God, I'm not Florence.
But who voices Florence, Langston? Who gives Florence a voice, Langston?
I've never looked into it, but I promise you.
Who chose Satan for Florence?
Florence chose it for herself. She did her own research.
Yo,
she read her own
You know
books.
What? I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I'm binding Langston up in the name of Jesus. We're going to protect this baby. Yeah. Tell your wife she has an ally. Tell her I will pray against you. We called out fire on all of that. No,
listen,
no.
If it wasn't this, I'd be out having affairs with random women. I chose what I chose.
What?
This is the path
Langston
I'm going
to be
on.
Langston wants to be a bad guy real bad.
Hold on. Hold
you
hold
either
on.
Are a... You're, a we're all some game. Kind of monster that another human has to deal with. And at the end of the day, the monster I chose is giving satanic goals to a flower pot stuffed animal. I think that's pretty reasonable in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, you could have killed the guy.
I could have been a murderer. I could have been a whore murderer.
A whore murderer?
A whore murderer.
Are you the whore?
Are you
I'm
murdering
the whore
whores?
And the murderer. No, both of those things.
Well, only one of those things is a crime, I think. Sex work is work.
Sex work is work. My question is, are you, he's not, Bori, is he murdering these ladies of the night?
I think he snuck in that he is also a whore. He took two bad traits instead of one. He snuck one.
Okay,
yeah, that's
okay.
all I'm saying.
Yeah, so it sounds like he's some kind of trick gone renegade.
Yeah.
But really, he just fucks a lot and he kills people.
Suck a titty, kill a lady. Or a man. It don't
harder.
Matter.
It would be more helpful for you to kill a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you okay. can kill some guys.
Fair.
So
Fair.
You're a
no argument here.
Or are you a more? Are
Listen,
you a more?
I'm not into the semantics of it all. I'm in it for the sucking and the killing.
Yo, listen, Langston, I realize we don't talk a lot. And so...
yeah, this is my personality. Yeah, this is what
this
it's like.
Honestly, this is the longest we've talked since what? 2016?
This has been a while.
Yeah.
This is where I'm at.
Okay.
Hate to break it to you, but this is what this
Listen, I'm not
it didn't
married
evolve.
To you. This is none of my this is none of my business.
No, it is not. She's fine. She's fine. She's okay.
Listen. Like
Happy? No, hey. I didn't say that. She's fine.
Listen, this is not my ministry. This is none of my business. I'm just here to talk about the fact that my mama told me if my ears were ringing, somebody was talking about me.
Through the blessings of God.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
To the point of returning to our conversation.
Again,
Lexington is the one who took us on that scary whore murder tangent.
All right. I will not be berated on what used to be my podcast before Dulce took over.
How did I take over? What you mean? I told you I'm good for a tangent. I am so distracting.
I cannot emphasize enough how little any of this matters to us.
Okay, good. Because I didn't want to mess up.
So one of the things that scientists point to, as science apparently has thoughts on this, they say that this ringing is not in fact someone talking about you, but is instead something called tinnitus. Tinnitus is the sensation of hearing buzzing, whistling, ringing, or other sounds that they may be high pitch or low pitch, vary in the type of sound produced, and one or both ears may be affected by it.
They sound like haters.
Yeah, that's okay. Also, if you have tinnitus, that's like nonstop, right? It's all the time, isn't it?
I thought it was all the time.
That's what I think tinnitus is.
I think that there are scales of it in terms of like what it can be. And in fact, they say that a lot of us actually have tinnitus and don't, because of the scales that it can be, are not as affected by it that we feel like, oh, we have to like
intervene. Like a dog whistle?
Yeah, sort of like, it's individual, you know what I mean? And a little bit of dog whistle. I know what you're doing. Yeah, it's that.
Oh, it's so high, I can't hear it. Or it's so low, I can't hear it.
Wait, you do hear it, but it's so faint.
You
don't believe in dog whistles?
No, I believe in those.
Oh, don't say, I thought you were saying you don't
believe in those. No, what I was saying is like, you said like, tinnitus where like, sometimes it's at a point where you can't hear it. And I'm like,
no, I think it's more that it's either short enough or faint enough that it doesn't affect your day. It's not that you don't hear it. It's just that it's like not fucking with you the way that like somebody with extreme tinnitus would be like, bro, if I don't go see a doctor about this, I am going to go crazy.
Right.
But if you live in a city, you can't hear shit. So it's like, I could have tinnitus, but if I'm walking around New York all the fucking time, I don't know nothing. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, if you live somewhere, they just be wanting to have stuff to do. This shit sounds stupid.
They say that high blood pressure, blockages in the ear, and head trauma, or even stress can cause it. So maybe some of that is related to the stress that one would experience walking
being a black
around a
person?
City all day. Or
yeah,
being
also
black.
Maybe it's the stress of all these people talking about me when I'm not around.
Yes. All these people loving me and being like, hey. Where is David Bory? We ain't seen Bory in a while. Bory's great. We love Bory.
Yeah.
Bory.
Yeah.
And then Bory's damn, my ears is a hotline right now. Everybody love me.
Yeah. That sounds like Bory.
I got a headache.
That sounds exactly like Bory.
Of course, Bory be like, yeah, these hoes out here talking about me. They love them some Bory.
There are a bunch of people who are in my research are on the much more spiritual end of the spectrum.
That sounds right.
And a crunchy spiritual, if that interests you all at all. Like it's there are a bunch of people in these like sort of ethereal articles that suggest that ringing is actually the result of someone's connection to a higher spiritual plane. That like in essence, your ears are crossing the Jesus multiverse, as it were, when that ringing is happening.
I realize them spiritual people ain't never talking about Christian God. They talking about...
No, never.
They're talking about... Because the thing is, I remember seeing this... I saw this meme one day, and it really just made me take pause, because it was like, y'all out here talking about y'all spiritual demons or spirits too. And I went,
Yeah, that's that Sammy Davis Jr. shit.
Exactly. Right. Who y'all talking to? What do you mean? I just need clarification on some things, because it's like, if we're talking about different planes of existence, that makes sense to me. We all dream. Okay.
Yeah.
We all have dreams. We all feel like, you know, we all have intuition. We've all been in moments where you're just like, hey, something is off. Something is wrong. And you've been right about that. So I'm not saying it's not valid. What all I'm saying is, if you're talking to me about spirituality, who are we talking to?
You just want clarification,
right?
If this is that Jesus talk, or if this is that sweet Muhammad, like where we at with?
I ain't got no problem with sweet Muhammad. Listen, I love the Abrahamic religion.
That's the same.
Listen, I ain't got no problem with no Abrahamic religion. Okay,
aren't you Messianic Jewish?
My mom is.
Okay, that's right.
Just got ordained, actually. So, yeah, Abrahamic religions. I know everybody got. Listen, we all got Noah, and we all doing the same thing at a certain point.
Father Abraham had many sons.
Many sons, okay. But what I'm saying is, I just want an understanding, because, like, I hear this thing about, well, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. And I was like, what does that mean? And then no one can ever give me an answer.
I think it usually means I'm not a Christian.
Yeah, I think
I think that's like what it means. I think it's them being like,
I'm not comfortable telling my mom that I don't think her belief in Jesus is as real as she thinks it is. So I'll just say.
Also, yeah, I'm kind of too pussy to commit to one religion.
Yeah. I don't want to read.
You're agnostic. Because it's like, I do think it's an interesting concept. We're just like, there's something. I just ain't picked nobody yet. Like, I don't think that there's like, I'm not ascribing to boom, 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 boom. Like, what is Zoroastrianism? What I am saying,
I mean, I think it's like a precursor to Christianity as far as like the construct of it, right?
I
will say that I think that part of the reason I have trouble with Christianity, at least how it was introduced to me, is like, it's not that I'm like scared to commit to some shit. I just think my brain is too limited to even understand what God is. Like, I think it's to me, Christianity is like the best we could come up with articulating what is far more complex than our brains could even manage. So we made it human and white or whatever the fuck it is, because we have bias and frankly shit imaginations compared to what it could be.
Well, if you look at everyone has a creation story. Because everyone had to go, okay, I don't know how we got here. Somebody did something for us to get here. So every, you know, major, even it's, you know, whether it's a creation story that's not Christianity, it could be an indigenous story from any group of people on the planet who didn't co-sign to, you know, any of the Abrahamic religions or, you know, any of the other schools of thought that we have, because we had science, but science still has the concept of the Big Bang, meaning even you break down all of these things and carbon dating, all this other stuff, the Big Bang still is, we really don't know. We're just here.
Shout out to young Sheldon.
Okay, shout out to Lori Metcalf out here just really giving us work.
My embryonic.
So I think the idea of it is like, I think that it's interesting that humans have to know how we got here, because I think that's a thing.
Do we have to know? Because
that's the thing I'm saying.
For me personal, I'm not really worried about the comings or goings. It's sort of just like what you're going to do with it while you got it. I really don't.
Right.
Like, I'm not stressed about some creation story. I don't know how we got here because we're here.
But I think that's you being a more centered person than the average human is. I think most of us are like, yeah, we're just scratching at the side of a fucking, you know, cup and hoping we can like claw our way out of whatever this is.
The thing is for me is like, I don't need to know how we got here. And I don't think I need to know what happens after we die.
Gotta figure it out one way or another. Regardless, it's inevitable, you know?
Because the thing is, you live... Because, like, one thing I always have been confused about is, like, the term, like, life is short, right? But being alive is the longest thing in any individual, any creature. Being alive is the longest thing you'll ever do. It's gonna be longer than any job. It's gonna whether you're alive.
I'll be dead longer than I was alive.
But the thing is,
then it gets
right. Like, but that's in relative to other people knowing about your existence, right?
Right.
So your body is only alive for as long as it's alive. You see what I'm saying?
You got what you got.
So if you're alive for a day, or if you're alive for 100 years, that is how long your life is.
Yeah, stop bitching about your life, fruit flies. You got what you got. You're going to die when you die.
And get out of my kitchen, okay?
Get out of Dulce's kitchen.
I bought one banana.
Get off of my fucking apples.
Get off my fruit, you assholes. How did you even get in here? I washed this fruit, you bastards.
You haven't left pineapple out for like 20 seconds? It's got 17 fruit flies.
It's so rude. Don't you have to put it like in the baking soda thing? Listen,
I buy the pineapple chunks now. I don't even fuck with the whole
thing. Don't live that life. The thing is, you got to put the tahini and the lime juice on it anyway.
You live different than me.
What do you mean? You're in California currently. You can buy it from the store like that.
Not for me. I like it. Give me plain old missionary pineapple.
Pineapple.
I like to lay on my pineapple and look it dead in the eyes the way God intended.
Honestly, Langston, I would have thought, when I imagined you laying with this pineapple, I thought it was on top of you.
Nope.
Sometimes I like to let the pineapple sit on my face just to switch it up.
I do the work for pineapple. I do the work.
Okay. I hear that. Like I said, I'm good for a tangent. We got very superstitious. So what else did the spirituality say?
This went crazy.
We're helping.
I will say that the last piece of information I'll give you before we shut this thing down. There were a number of other signs that someone is thinking / talking about you that came up.
Ooh.
Examples including hiccups apparently are a sign, mid-meal discomfort, unexpected emotions, eye twitching, and my personal favorite, hearing your name, feels like the most obvious. But they were like, yeah, if you hear your name, somebody probably talking about you.
I do think it's interesting that we've created a way that we've made sure that even a little thing can give us like an interconnectivity to another person who's not there.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's more about than anything. I think that's like what all
also
this stuff
fuck
is
hiccups.
Kind of based.
Truly.
In. Fuck hiccups.
I don't even want to say it out loud. I'm on a streak though.
What? What you mean? I haven't had
hiccups in probably over a year.
God damn.
Yeah. I'm whispering it because I don't want to fuck it up.
My homeboy didn't tell me the best way to get rid of them. You need another person to do this. But you have somebody like put their hands over your ears because you know your ear, nose, and throat are all connected, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that's why you go to the ENT.
Holla at your boy. And so look at boy having insurance. And so, but the real ENT doctors are the niggas that don't take insurance, but you got to come to the door and anybody know where it's at. That's the real dude. So,
wait, what?
You've never been sent over to one of those celebrity ENT doctors where they don't take insurance and you don't know where their office is at?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah. Y'all don't. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yep. See,
we have the same insurance.
See, we do.
We all have the same insurance.
Right, but they don't take insurance, period.
I didn't
know. You pay them, and then you go to your insurance company and be like, can I have some of my money back?
No, I don't do that. I didn't even know that was a
possibility.
I go to where my insurance suggested I go. And,
yeah, I go to where my...
And that's why my body only works kind of.
Yeah, this dude's like a guy who's referral only. Like, I had to get a referral from... I think it was from Trevor, from Roy, for me to even get this motherfucker's like, because the lady was like, hello. Like, when does the doctor's office answer the phone? Hello.
No, they're usually so sweet. That's so nice.
And I was like,
who this is?
And I was like, this is doctor. And she was like, yes. And I was like, okay. I'm just like, who are you referred by? And then I told her, she's like, okay, you can make an appointment. But like, she was like, bitch, I don't know. Wow. You don't know me. Again, anyway. So you put the hands over your ears.
There's another level of fame to get to where I can get a secret doctor.
Oh, he had plaques from Mariah Carey. He had plaques and shit from, like, he had a huge thing from Mariah Carey. It was like 5 feet wide with all her albums in it.
What?
He had a thing from Michael Bolton on the other
shit. Wait, so he worked on Mariah Carey's throat. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, here, doc, have my platinum plaques. You can hang them in your office.
She had them because Michael Bolton had the biggest one. And it was like somebody walked in and was like, let me add 6 inches on each side. Because yeah, Mariah Carey's is right behind. And it was like, you know, a little bit bigger, but it was like, you know, her albums and stuff laid out. Michael Bolton's his albums laid out. There was like autographs and people. He was at the Grammys, rip Rihanna, making sure that she was straight. Isn't it crazy? So he takes no insurance at all.
That is crazy.
It's wall to wall. People are like, thank you, thank you, thank you. He's got signed album covers and shit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This man's no joke. Anyway, so the hiccups. So you put the hands over the ears, right? And then you have somebody else do it. They put their hand, like, almost creating, like, a suction, maybe. Mm-hmm. So, where you can't hear nothing. And then you drink water for 30 seconds.
Whoa.
So someone else's hands is over your ears. It's hot, like, just pressing down. So it just, like, creates a suction. And then you drink water for 30 seconds.
That feels like waterboarding. That feels like that could go wrong somehow. Like, like you do that at school and somebody ends up dead. You know what I mean?
No, you're not plugging your nose.
Yeah, no, I don't know. All of it's connected. I don't like it.
You can't breathe through your ears.
I don't like it, y'all. I think
it's the same concept. Like, you
sharks, it's a no for me. Sharks.
It's like, you know, when you want your ears to pop on a plane, you have to like swallow or chew gum.
Yeah.
It's because they're all boop. Yeah.
I got you.
Makes sense. So I just hope I helped. I probably didn't.
I think you did phenomenal work today. I think you were very helpful. Thank you,
Langston. Yeah, I think you killed it.
Thanks, friends.
Could you tell the people at home where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
You can find me on Al Gore's internet at DulceSloan.com. Also on all the socials. I just got TikTok. Whoo, what a place to be. TikTok is wild.
I'll go over there.
I've learned so much. Also, I'm on Samoan TikTok, man, I gotta get a flight. Damn, niggas is bad. Anyway.
Okay, that's a whole other episode.
I'm fully aware.
Samoan TikTok.
Oh, all the TikToks. But yeah, I'm on the TikTok on Instagram. I got shows coming up, so please keep an eye out for that. And me and Lace Larrabee have a lip gloss line coming out called Giggle Gloss. So keep an eye out for that, please.
May
Giggle
or may gloss. Not be for men.
It's for everybody, Bori. If you want a bomb.
That makes me feel like it's not.
What you mean? I mean, it's straight up lip gloss. But if you...
You're going to have me out here looking a little too juicy in the lips.
Yeah, you're going to have
But you already out here being juicy, Bori. Live your best life.
I'm flat. I'm a flat bomb, man. Everybody knows that.
You know what?
I don't want it to pop.
Bori, we will figure it out. We will figure it out. We'll get you a bomb if you need a bomb.
I just want a chapstick that tastes good.
Well, I don't know nothing about no chapstick.
Or, like, you know what I'm saying. I just want... Because my lips get... Listen, this is...
Well, before your lips get gorgeous, could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
Find me on Instagram at CoolGuyJokes87. All my dates and stuff will be up there. They're ever-changing. But I appreciate you very much.
Hell yeah. And as always, you can find me at Langston Kerman on all platforms. And I do have some dates coming up. April 15th, I'll be in San Diego at Mic Drop. And then April 28th and 29th, I'll be in Bloomington, Indiana at the Comedy Attic. Y'all should come out. It'll be fun shit. And as always, you can send us your conspiracy theories, your thoughts. You can tell us what flavor of lip gloss Bori should purchase from Giggle Gloss. You can send all that to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. That's it. Bye, bitch.
Look, if you hate cops just because they're cops, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.